You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Cavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only, the icon himself, Eric Holmes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, excited about this battle. They're going to love it. We're going to love it. Everyone's going to love it.
That's what I'm talking about in today's episode. A solar-powered titan whose speed and strength surpass the imagination battles a team, a family, really, of powerful adventurers wielding elasticity, invisibility, flame, and brute strength. In one corner, you have Superman, arguably the world's greatest, no, it's the world's greatest superhero, I'm saying it, who draws strength from the Earth's yellow sun to perform planet-shaking feats while holding himself to a higher moral code. And the other corner, you have the Fantastic Four, a legendary super team who use their powers and teamwork to battle planetary threats and defend Earth from even worse. As usual, I did the patented Who'd Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed, and this battle has been discussed quite a bit. In fact, there was even a DC Marvel crossover comic book event with all of these characters put into it. Superman with Fantastic Four kind of interacting, doing some crazy stuff. Galactus was involved, but I don't believe it's considered actual canon to either sets of characters. So that's where it is. Eric, I have to know, what are your thoughts in today's matchup?
Yeah, I think it's a very necessary one, and their abilities will really be matched up quite well, and Fantastic Four will be fantastic.
Yeah, I don't think they will. I don't think they will. I think you're absolutely wrong. This is a fun thing. We're just back from San Diego Comic-Con 2025. Awesome. Had a great experience. Yes. Eric may have gotten into a little bit of trouble. I may have had to talk some people out of, you know, getting Eric into trouble.
What it is.
The whole point is we were very enthusiastic, and all the talk, because Fantastic Four just came out,
yep.
No spoilers here whatsoever, and people were talking about, well, Superman versus Fantastic Four in terms of box office. I'm still going to say I think Superman's going to do better overall, but I want Fantastic Four to be absolutely amazing. Let's financially, because that means we get more nice things, more superhero movies. Who doesn't want that? Now, with that being said, though, whenever we brought up Superman versus Fantastic Four, yes, things got a little heated.
It was interesting.
People have opinions, and you know, usually I do my whole, like, oh, well, why is your opinion wrong? That was absolutely the wrong thing to say at Comic-Con to people
that
cosplaying as members of the Fantastic Four.
Literally, so, waiting their whole life to, like, give their opinion.
And here I am putting them on camera and saying they're wrong.
Character.
You know what it is? I got to read the room better. That's what I got to do. I thought I knew Comic-Con. I don't. That's the thing. But, you know, luckily we have a judge today who's going to get to the bottom of this, who has kind of a better eye than most to kind of discern the facts from the non-facts, the fiction from whatever you're going to be saying, and we'll see what happens. All right, making their first appearance on the Who Would Win show, it's YouTuber extraordinaire by night, school teacher by day.
Come on.
It's the one, it's the only, it's Steve Rosso. It's Steve. Welcome to Who Would Win Unleashed.
Woo! Thank you so much. I see you picked a very difficult task for me as a teacher. I came with my rubrics. I came with my report cards.
Yes.
Better dot your I's, cross your T's.
That's right.
Really?
You bring it.
Wow. Okay. You know what? Steve, I got to reveal a little bit about my backstory here. I've had, you know, growing up in Northern Ontario, Canada, really French Canada, I had some horrible teachers.
Horrible.
When I find someone, and this is actually a true story, when I find out someone's a teacher, mm-hmm. I immediately have a hate on for them. Mm-hmm. However, I met you in one of the classiest establishments I think the world's ever seen, the LA Fitness parking lot in Culver City. And I got to tell you, you won me over right away. Your personality was great. You were funny. Mm-hmm. You were saying fun things. You were making fun of Eric. Mm-hmm. Nothing makes me more enjoy a person's personality when I witness them do that. What makes you such a great teacher? And what do you do on your YouTube channel?
I'm a great teacher on my YouTube channel. Check it out, Mr. B's Brain. Hey, you got to make things exactly what you didn't have. You didn't have engagement. You didn't have teachers building rapport with you. You didn't have fun activities, hands-on learning, making it relevant to your future. Mm-hmm. I went through that too, and I said, I'm going to do it a little bit differently. Now, I'm not going to make fun of Eric today. This is all business.
Come on.
I'm not going to hold it against you that you hate teachers. I'm going to be totally objective.
There we go.
I got the scorecard. I got my notepad.
That's right.
I'm going to just judge it right down the middle.
Yes.
Whoever wins, wins.
Okay. You know what? It sounds like I wish I had a teacher like you. That would have been awesome. But, you know, it was a different time, different era. You know, large animals were roaming the wilderness at the time. It's all good. All right. So here's the deal. I'm just going to get down to it. I know as a teacher, you're already insanely smart. You're coming into this with knowledge about Superman and Fantastic Four, at least somewhat. Mm-hmm. Are you able to kind of look at two students, say like Eric and myself, and be absolutely fair, neutral, down the middle, and just listen to facts? Or are you automatically going to favor me over Eric like every other judge does?
Give us the truth. Give us the truth here,
just
Steve.
Out of my envy for Eric, like he's got to lose at something. Yeah.
He's kind of like the alpha male. I'm not going to lie. He's great at everything. Crazy.
And just to clarify, I can only go off what you two say. So if I know some outside points about these, okay. Yeah. Mr. Objective, I grade papers all day, all night.
Come on.
Do you take bribes?
A bribe for a teacher isn't going to get you anywhere.
Do you take massages?
That would get you disqualified, sir.
Okay.
You know what?
I'm going to be honest with you. Just knowing you from the gym, I told my significant other, this is no jokes. I said, look, I don't know what's going to happen. Here's where I'm going. It was almost like a first date in LA.
Right? I'm nervous.
I was like, if you don't get a text from me within 5 minutes, here's where I'm at.
Bust in there.
I sent her all the videos of the addresses.
Kick down the doors.
So I'm just happy right now that
it
I'm
seems
safe.
Kind of normal. Yeah. Ish. Kind of normal. Safe-ish.
Eric, you know, just stay over there for a second. Steve, if you're in trouble, blink twice. Anytime at all during the episode. By the way, I like how Eric looked at you straight in the eyes lovingly when he said, do you take massages? That tells you that's not the first time he's offered that, by the way.
Every time at the gym, it's, do you want a spot? No. And then he's spotting me anyway.
Yeah, I'll be spotting like that.
And I like how that occurs in the bathroom.
Yeah.
By the way, that's the weird part. Like, why?
I can get in my car by myself. Thank you.
I spot him on the most obscure machine, like on a hamstring curl. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you spot on that?
And he's
like,
touching what? My chest.
It's a hamstring curl. Yeah. What's going on? This has not happened, people. I did not do that. That's on the record.
Not anymore, ever since you got kicked out of LA Fitness. LA Fitness, the most exclusive gym in LA. If you have $35, you can be a member of LA Fitness at least for a month. Too. We're good to go. Actually, I love LA Fitness in Culver City. I just do. They're awesome. Good. It's a pretty good place. reminds me of 1950s prison. The point is, it's time to get on with this episode. Now, before we do, sorry, let's go over the rules of a who would win matchup. Now, each debater is going to make 3 points. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that the who would win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed. On top of that, the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. You know, there's so many different versions of Fantastic Four, the latest movie that came out, the previous movies, the comic book version. Eric, what version of the Fantastic Four will you be using today?
I'm going to do the comic book version. Fantastic Four.
Awesome. There's only like, you know, a few years, meaning like 50 somewhat years of history. Right. Good call. You know, I'll also do the same for Superman.
Nice.
Yeah, that actually is my favorite version. Second favorite version is from the animated series from the 90s when Batman was also the animation. That's my second favorite, just because it's cool. But this version is awesome too. By the way, the Superman movie is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Just putting that out there. All right. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal, with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, the bottom line in a who would win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever. And before we get started, don't forget to leave the Who Would Win show a 5-star rating and a fantastic written review wherever you download and listen to podcasts. And now let's get to the tail of the tape for both of our combatants. Eric, please give us the details for the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, so this is Marvel's first family, okay? It's made up of Reed Richards, that's actually Mr. Fantastic himself, Sue Storm, who is Invincible Woman, Johnny Storm, the Human Torch, and Ben Grimm, the Thing. Together, they fought off Galactus, Skrull invasions, and multi-universal anomalies. Reed's elasticity and genius intellect make him the planner. Sue's force fields and invincibility are key defensive tools. Johnny, he can reach supernova temperatures, while Ben Grimm is a team's powerhouse brawler. However, their biggest strength is team coordination and their dynamic. It's all about family, baby, the family dynamic.
Wow, so they're kind of like the Fast and the Furious of the Marvel Universe.
Family. It's family.
It's family.
Yeah, right, that's right. Correct.
Okay, cool. Well done, Eric. And here are the facts for Superman. Do I even have to say the facts for Superman at this point?
Just a little refresher. You want to hear a quick little refresher,
brother? All right, here we go. Superman, a.k.a. Clark Kent, surprise, surprise, is the world's greatest superhero. Yeah, I said it. Rocketed to Earth by his parents who died on the exploding planet Krypton, Superman arrived as a baby and was adopted by Jonathan Martha Kent in Smallville, Kansas, growing up with the values of truth, justice, and the American way. By the way, as a Canadian-born person, now an American citizen, I'm going to say Superman says he's all about the American way, because that's a thing. Yes. I'm just doing it. Yes. It's controversial. I grew up wanting to be an American. Here I am. Woo. Superman's an American. Thank you very much. Superman uses moral code to make sure his opponents are defeated as humanely as possible, all the while holding back power that makes him feel like he's living in a world made of cardboard. Legion of Audience, you know where I got that Superman quote from, don't you? You should. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Steve, do you have any questions before we get started?
It's all been laid out before me. Let it rip.
Here I like we go. That's some confidence right there, Legion of Audience. Let's get this party started. Eric, hit us for your point number one.
Yes, so point number one, the Fantastic Four thrive on coordination. Like I said before, it's all about family, right? The family dynamic, like Dom, like you said in, you know, Fast and Furious. So with that being said, no solo opponent can match this coordination and this unity, okay? While Superman is incredibly powerful, he's one mind facing four seasoned fighters who know how to combine powers on the fly. Reed Richards is the ultimate tactician, rapidly assessing Kryptonian vulnerabilities in real time and directing the team. Now let's get into Sue Storm, okay? She has invincible force fields that can blindside Superman, contain him, or deflect his attacks. And Johnny Storm creates a layered battlefield of flames and intense heat, disrupting Superman's vision and making precision impossible. Now, lastly, Ben Grimm, okay, he anchors the fight with raw durability, forcing Superman to divide his focus. Together, their tactics can keep Superman off balance and prevent him from leveraging his raw speed and strength effectively. And teamwork makes the dream work. All right, all that is my point number one, James.
All right, so I'm going to push back already on my point number one. First of all, everyone thinks that Reed is the leader of the Fantastic Four. I still think it's Sue Storm. Okay. Just putting it out there, I think she's the heart, the soul, and really the fighting mind behind it. That's just my opinion. Okay. And the reason why I'm saying that, too, is because a lot of people say that Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, is the tactical genius. He's a genius, not when it comes to fighting, though. Look, if you need someone to create a rocket ship that goes faster than light, and you have sticks and gum and, you know, a radio, he's the guy that's going to do it. When you have to figure out tactics against Superman on the fly with no prep whatsoever, he's not the guy you want to go to. Trust me on that. On top of that, Johnny Storm's great. Can he have flames that are hot enough to hurt Superman, who goes to the sun on a regular basis to power up, by the way? Don't think so. Ben Grimm is super strong, not as strong as the Hulk. Who's beaten the Hulk three times when he's faced him? Oh, that's right. Superman has three times. Steve, you're looking at me like I'm some kind of uber nerd. You're not wrong, by the way. That's who I am. I have kissed a girl. I have social skills. This is who I am. This is what I bring to the table, Eric. All I'm trying to say is even...
Supposedly he kissed a girl.
Well, you've met my mom. So you've also seen, too, with the force fields of Sue Storm, that's great. And it affects people who need to breathe and what have you. Superman doesn't need to breathe. He's fine. He can survive in space. All the stuff that Fantastic Four brings to the table, Superman can tank very easily. So let me get to my point number one.
See what you got, James.
Okay, point number one. I'm just going to do it. Fast and light speed, godlike strength, and next level durability. So Superman, he's not just fast. He's faster than light, right? And he's faster than light in combat, flight, reflexes. He's in the top 10 officially of DC Comics speedsters. I think he's like number five, right? There's a couple of flashes, a few flashes that are faster, a few that are not as fast, but he's top five fastest being in the DC universe. That's faster than any of the Fantastic Four by far. He's flown from Earth to distant galaxies like in hours, which is really crazy. He's dodged light speed lasers, moved faster than thought, and faster than any type of speed that Sue, Johnny, and Ben, you know, can't even think or process at that speed in terms of what Superman's moving. His strength has allowed him to lift tectonic plates easily, by the way. He can shatter entire battleships, punch with enough force to break constructs that hold black holes. This is someone, when you need to move the Earth, it's either he does it by himself or he's part of the three people, but he's always that, hey, we need an anchor to move the planet Earth. Where's Superman? That is very different level strength than what the Thing can do. His durability is equally god tier. Magic lightning, omega beams from Darkseid that are, you know, erase people from existence. This is someone who's tanked everything and been absolutely fine. Again, I already mentioned he doesn't need to breathe. By the way, Reed Richards, how's he going to know that Superman's a Kryptonian? Those things don't exist in the Marvel Universe. Good luck with that. And this doesn't include his X-ray vision, super cold breath that could freeze everyone in place, or his heat vision, which could very well be even hotter than anything Johnny Storm could do. Oh, that is my point number one.
Okay, Superman, it's in the name. He's a super kind of guy, right?
I see what you did there.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, not the only way, there's multiple ways, but a big factor that's going to really help the Fantastic Four is their tactics to keep Superman off balance and prevent him from leveraging his raw speed, strength, and everything else effectively, okay? Like I said, Johnny Storm, right? He could do the layered battlefields of flames, okay? And intense heat. This, like I said, will disrupt Superman's vision, making precision impossible. Also, back to Sue Storm. Do not forget, her force fields can also blind Superman and contain him. While, you know, Mr. Fantastic himself can also assess his Kryptonian vulnerabilities and just get together as a family. And I'm telling you, they're going to take out Superman.
They get together as a family.
Exactly.
For family dinner. Discuss. Yeah. It's a random encounter here, Eric.
They don't have time to prepare. Give me the pot roast. That's and let's right. start talking about this Superman right. character.
I love it. All right. So let's see what our judge has to say. See, if you heard one point so far from both Eric and myself, where's your head at with this battle?
Well, how much do you want me to reveal?
I mean, you're the judge. You're kind of the boss right now. Give us a good 30 seconds of reveal.
I'll give you a little teaser here. You know, teamwork's cute. You see it every year in sports. I'm more of a sports guy. Sorry to offend your audience. And they will schedule, the big team schedule cupcakes. Well, that cupcake had teamwork. But when you're going against the biggest dog on the block, you're going to need a little bit more than that.
Yes,
and
yes.
Superman sounds like he's bringing all those talents they have at a whole nother level.
This is what I've been saying, Eric. When we talked about doing this matchup, and you're like, no, I got Fantastic Four. I'm like, I don't even think this is a fair matchup to do Legion. And you're like, no, I got this. So I'm excited to see what you got. Yeah. I'm more excited to show you that I'm right. Stay tuned for point number two. We'll be right back.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we're back. Eric, let's see what you got. Here's your point number two.
Yeah, I like Steve's early on opinion. He said it'll be down at the middle. So let me go ahead and bring some more points up for you, our judge here, Steve. So I want to get into powers that specifically counter Kryptonian strengths. Okay, I think this will be a little teetering point for you. Okay, each member brings unique powers that challenges Superman's typical advantages, like I mentioned. So back to Sue, okay? Her force fields have held off cosmic threats and can form razor-sharp constructs or airtight prisons, okay? Probably even blocking energy blasts similar to Superman's heat vision, all right? That's just Sue Storm. That's just one of the four of the Fantastics, okay? Johnny Storm, He can match Superman in the sky and generate temperatures approaching stellar levels, creating intense plasma storms that maybe can hurt Superman or disrupt his concentration. All right. And then to Reed, let's not forget about Reed. Okay. He's an elastic person. All right. He's able to redirect kinetic energy, making raw punching power less effective while he constricts and restrains Superman's movements. Okay. And then there's Ben's rock-like form lets him tank hits that would obliterate tanks, holding the line while his team lays traps, and he's strong enough to trade punches with the Hulk at least for a while, okay? The bottom line is that their combined powers exploit the fact that Superman isn't invulnerable or overwhelming, multidirectional, and creative attacks deployed simultaneously. And all that is my point number two, James.
All right, so all good stuff, but again, I'm going to have to push back. There are so many examples. Ben Grimm hitting, there's one storyline where Ben Grimm's really upset because for the moment, Johnny Storm dies, right? And of course, he comes back. That's all good. So Ben is really upset. So to console him, you know, you get the two most emotionally grounded beings in Marvel to help him, Thor and the Hulk. Right. So Thor and the Hulk are like, hey, we're really sorry about this. And Ben is so angry. You know, when you lash out, you see a little kid lash out. And sometimes all you can do is let them hit you and you just got to let them wear themselves out. So all of a sudden, you know, Ben starts lashing out the Hulk and he's hitting him in the face. And the Hulk's like, we know you're sad. And he's just hitting him nonstop until finally Ben Grimm tires out and the Hulk like gives him a hug. By the way, Superman has beaten the Hulk 3 times. So I don't think Ben Grimm. One of the few Jewish superheroes, but as a Jewish guy, like that's my Jewish superhero right there, not Superman. That's, I'm just putting that out there. Anyway, I'm just complaining.
And then there's Goldberg.
Goldberg, yeah, in Marvel Comics. That's real a super, life superhero. That's fair. That's right? fair. And then on top of that, I like how you said Johnny Storm may be able to do something to possibly hurt Superman. At Johnny Storm's peak of what he can do, maybe there's a chance Superman would feel something Johnny Storm has done. But this is someone who flies into the sun and stays there and then gets powered up by the sun. There's a good chance Johnny Storm might accidentally power up Superman if he has anything that's close to like a solar powered kind of thing.
While he's up there, he might power up. Superman might be up there with him.
Yeah, we never know, right? Or just he's down here and he's doing it. The force fields, all that kind of stuff. I mean, again, Superman's encountered all of that before. I'll get to that in my next point. So for my point number two, let's just talk about it. Team coordination is going to crumble under a Superman tactical blitz. Now, Superman has soloed coordinated groups like the Fantastic Four, groups called like the Elite, a group of really, I won't go into too many details, but they're like superpowered villains that are all together that coordinated together to take out Superman, and Superman took them out. He's taking down the Justice League members who are under mind control, who all kind of blitz Superman at the same time, and Superman just took him out. While they're under mind control, they didn't hold back. They were like, we're going to kill Superman. Superman's like, fine, I got this. He's handled entire alien armies with surgical precision. Remember, this is someone who holds back because he's afraid of hurting people until they show them that they're strong and powerful. Then he's like, fantastic, I don't have to hold back anymore, and he just blitzes them. Now, his battlefield IQ, his fighting IQ is considered to be elite. He would immediately identify Sue Storm as the most dangerous member of the Fantastic Four, as because she is, she's got the force fields, and he would neutralize her instantly using combination of speed, maybe use heat vision to heat up the air around her head to make her not be able to breathe. He's done that before. Remember, this is someone who's received a lot of knowledge from training and tactics from Batman, and this is knowledge on how to quickly analyze opponents and take action, all while taking advantage of their weaknesses. Make things even more interesting, by the way. Superman already has a ton of experience with being who have similar, if not greater, powers than Fantastic Four. Ever hear Plastic Man? Now, Plastic Man can do everything that Reed Richards can do, except way better. He's considered one of the most indestructible beings in DC Comics, and Superman's taking him out. He knows how to do it. There's Firestorm, the nuclear man, who's got powers similar to Johnny Storm, except way better. He can even transmute stuff. He controls nuclear energy and has fire coming out of his head, the whole thing. Superman's beating that guy super easily. Wonder Woman or Martian Manhunter. Now, this is interesting because Martian Manhunter has telekinesis, can turn invisible, can create force fields, everything Sue Storm can do. Yeah, Martian Manhunter can do at a higher level. All of them have similar, if not greater, abilities in Fantastic Four, and Superman trains with them on a regular basis and has also defeated all of them together when they've gone rogue, okay? Now, Reed Richards' flexibility, got it. I've already talked about Plastic Man. And here's the thing. Reed Richards is great. He's a genius. Superman's also got a genius IQ. It's just underplayed a lot. People don't see that. Remember, he's got these crazy robots, the Fortress of Solitude, advanced Kryptonian technology, plus Superman thinks as fast as the Flash does, which is really cool, because that means he's thinking at the nanosecond level. And Reed Richards is great. He's a great thinker. He's not thinking as fast as Superman is. To him, everything's moving in slow motion. Look, at the end of the day, Superman's going to be doing everything. He's already taking on people like the Fantastic Four. He'll do it humanely until the Fantastic Four give him a reason not to, and then he's crushing them like fools. That's what's going to happen. That's my point number two.
Okay, okay. Very well laid out point number two there, okay?
Thank you.
Like I said, I like that you also have given Sue Storm her credit as well on top of Reed Richards. So I'm saying Reed Richards and Sue Storm combined will literally take out Superman by focusing in on his Kryptonian vulnerabilities, all right? So I think once the team gets together and focuses on that, they will be able to defeat Superman by taking advantage of his Kryptonian vulnerabilities.
I have one question for you.
Go ahead.
How do they know what are Kryptonian, you know, vulnerabilities?
Dude, it's a Fantastic Four. They know everything. They've been around. They've traveled.
They've been around.
Yeah.
They've been all over.
Superman's not their first, like, encounter of a guy. I mean, it's Superman. I'm wrong. Super's in a name. But, yeah.
There's a lot of Kryptonians in the Marvel Universe.
That's fair. Everywhere. Just sprinkled around.
Interesting. I love where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Moving on. Okay, so now, Steve, we're at the turning point. You've heard 2 points from both Eric. You've heard points from me. Where do you have this battle? Who do you think is winning this battle, and what does the other side have to do to pull out the victory?
Round two. Let me tell you, I'm going to switch my sports analogy now to prize fighting. Sounds like you guys both train, so you know what I'm talking about. Round one, it came out like, this shouldn't have been scheduled. Superman's going to outmatch these fools. Round two, Fantastic Four turned it up a little bit.
Okay.
They said, you know what? This guy's got some weaknesses. They might be few, but we're going to find them. We're going to exploit them. That doesn't mean Superman took his foot off the gas. He brought it just as hard, but it looks like we at least have a fight on our hands.
Interesting. So what does the Fantastic Four have to do to get the win?
Let's go to round three.
Ooh, I like how Steve operates. This is what I'm talking about. I really wish I had teachers like you growing up. That would have been so much more fun, by the way. It would have been awesome. Ooh. All right. This battle's heating up. Stay tuned for point number three.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we're back. Eric, it's now or never. Hit us for your point number three.
All right. Yeah, just like our judge said, this is the way that they can overcome and defeat Superman. And it is by exploiting weaknesses and outlasting Superman through proven feats against cosmic threats. Okay. The Fantastic Four aren't just street-level heroes, all right? They faced and survived some of the most powerful beings in the Marvel Universe. They've beaten Galactus long enough to make him retreat. Force back Annihilus, who is an interdimensional warlord, and his entire negative zone invasion, who is an interdimensional warlord, and his entire negative zone invasion, and even held off the Silver Surfer when necessary, okay? Reed Richards can analyze weaknesses on the fly and come up with the top spot strategies that would exploit Superman. Sue Storm's force fields have contained explosions that would level cities. She's even held off attacks from Celestials, who are typically bigger and way more powerful than Godzilla, by the way. All right, for all you Godzilla fans. So that's what Celestials are about. And Sue Storm has been able to hold off their attacks. And she's also temporarily trapped the Hulk, okay, which means she may be able to pin or incapacitate Superman. Also, Johnny Storm has gone Nova, producing heat comparable to a small star, and use the power to stagger beings like Annihilus. He can also create plasma bursts that destabilize Superman even if he absorbs some of the energy. Ben Grimm has also stood toe-to-toe with the Hulk and held his ground, okay, demonstrating that he can survive and distract Superman long enough. You gotta distract Superman, okay, it is the Superman. But he can distract them long enough for the rest of the team to set up finishing moves, all right? And also, their history proves they can handle power on Superman's level, okay? coordinated attacks and delivering sustained combined assaults to keep him down for over 2 minutes. This is how I feel they will be able to defeat Superman. And all that, James, is my point number three.
I mean, you're talking about major wins the Fantastic Four have had and why they're so awesome. Why, by the way, I think it's also hard to translate Fantastic Four to film, which is why I have high hopes for this movie when it comes out.
Absolutely.
But with all that being said, the Fantastic Four have something, an element to their team that helps them prevail over all of these huge threats. And that's time. Time that allows them to prepare and time that allows them to use their resources and figure things out. And I think when they have time and resources and they can analyze, they are insanely capable of like changing the universe. They can do great things. By the way, they got none of those things for this battle. Neutral location, right? Unexpected encounter, nothing to help them. No prior knowledge. I mean, this is something that's going to be very, very tricky for them. I think at best they survive and escape for a round two. If they're lucky enough to survive, I think Superman might capture them. But anyway, let me get to my point number three. And my point number three is just Superman wins cleanly and efficiently before this Fantastic Four even know what hit them. This is something he does all the time. So Fantastic Four, you said, Eric, they rely on strategy, tech, synergy in this matchup. But guess what? There's no prep. There's no gadgets. There's no lab. It's just raw powers, which means Reed has no time to analyze. Sue can't defend against someone she can't even see coming. Johnny's flames can't get past Superman's durability. Remember, for even him to go Nova, he's got to prepare. It's like Dragon Ball Z, where you see Goku going Super Saiyan. He's got to rev up, and that takes time. Superman's not just going to stay there unless he's getting powered up by Johnny accidentally using like yellow energy, sun energy, whatever that is. Who knows? And Ben Grimm, by the way, it's clobbering time for Ben Grimm. This guy's getting wrecked. This is horrible. He can't fly. He can hit hard. He's got some durability. Superman's going to take two fingers, flick him in the head, send him flying. That's the thing. Now, look, I'm just going to say it. Fantastic Four, they just don't have the firepower Superman has. They just don't. They're on a different tier altogether. Superman's beaten the entire Justice League a number of times. He's beaten the evil version of the Justice League, known as the Crime Syndicate. He's beaten the Injustice League, also known as the Secret Society of Supervillains, with Lex Luthor leading them and Bizarro and all these others like superpowered beings. He's even beaten a group of insanely powered beings known as the New Gods. Remember Darkseid, you know, from Justice League? He's like their version of Thanos. Yeah, these are all, this is a race of like Thanos's, and Superman's beaten an insane team of them. So here's how this battle goes down. Superman opens with a blinding speed aerial assault. He disables Sue first because he can sense force fields, knows that she's the boss. Then Reed, he blasts Johnny out of the sky, KOs Ben before he lands a single punch. This is how he does it. He just blitzes teams when it's time to actually do it. And then what's going to happen is they'll all find out that they're on the same side, become friends, and Superman will be like, hey, sorry for blitzing you. Oh, by the way, here's Galactus. Don't worry, I'll take care of it and be back in 10 seconds. That's how this match goes down. That's why Superman wins. That's my point number three.
Yeah, look, this is a really tough matchup, okay? Like
for the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, it is. I'm not going to deny that it's going against Superman. So given the stuff you said, yes, him blitzing them, his firepower and everything. His firepower and everything, no doubt. So like I said, the main thing is if the Fantastic Four has time on their side and a coordinated, has to be a highly coordinated effort, that's a way that they can defeat Superman, in my opinion. But it has to be those things in their advantage and it has to like literally play it out perfectly.
Look, if anyone can coordinate quickly, it's them. But to coordinate fast enough for Superman, I don't know. Now, look, we've heard 3 points from both you and I. And before we go to the judge and before we do any kind of recap, here's the thing. Legion of Audience, we have a small audience in attendance today. Yeah, that's right. And we've selected someone from the audience who we need to find out what they think about this battle. Kiki, as you're representing the audience, yes, the small audience we have, who do you think is it? What's your impression of this battle? Who do you have as the winner?
Well, it was a very tight competition between Superman and Fantastic Four, but us as the audience have thought of a few different things that could have happened during this battle. One of them is Sue Storm. Yes, her force bubbles. Why couldn't she just put a bubble inside of his bloodstream and just give him an aneurysm? Kind of thing. Or she also has the ability to make other people invisible, right? I know it'd probably be a reach for her, but could she possibly render the sun invisible, therefore taking away Superman's powers? So there are things that weren't said, although it was a tight competition. The audience thought that the final Fantastic Four could pull it above the Superman.
Awesome. Eric, this is why we don't have an audience for these shows, by the way. Yeah, Sue Storm is going to do something she's never done ever, but she can do that also.
He's entitled to his imagination.
Putting an air bubble or something into the bloodstream of Superman, not in Sue Storm's character. Also, Superman is also invulnerable in his insidey places as well as his, you know, outsidey places. That's just a Kryptonian physiology. Eric, what do you think about what the audience member, Kiki, who may never come back and be an audience member ever again, had to say about today's battle?
No, I think Kiki really contributed to the battle and made some very, valid out there angles. And I would like to take some of his, thoughts and opinions and put it in there, you know?
Oh, interesting. So you just want Kiki's...
Kiki's a nice guy. I could use whatever I could get in this battle. Yes.
Well, I'm just looking at the audience right now. You all agree that Kiki speaks for you, correct? No, you don't? Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Eric, that's not what an audience sounds like. All right, listen. Let's go to what the judge has to say, speaking on behalf of the audience. All right, Steve, look, you've heard 3 points from both Eric and myself. Kiki came in here as well, and I don't know what he was doing. Now time for you to come up with a decision. Tell us the story, if you will. Give us a thought into your process. Who wins this battle between Superman and the Fantastic Four?
Look, that's why Kiki's the audience member and I'm the judge. But Kiki, we got some parting gifts for you backstage. Now,
thanks, Steve.
Look, I said I was going to call it down the middle. Fair judge, no corruption in these parts. You laid out your case. The best the Fantastic Four could have done, which they did, is they held their own for a little while, which was, to James's point, their ultimate undoing. As soon as Superman sees someone's a worthy opponent, that's when he puts the foot down. James is correct on that. When the Fantastic Four started to put together a plan on the fly, which is also important because this wasn't a training camp fight where they could have done some research, found out about some weaknesses. They were trying to figure it out. It wasn't going to happen. Superman's going to do a brutal KO third round as soon as he sees these guys can bring a little bit of a fight. I mean, I almost feel a little bit insulted. You said in the opening, hey, we got a teacher and he's smart and he can do this. And then you give me the easiest matchup ever. Ooh. I mean, come on.
What? I mean, this is an insult towards Eric, if I've ever heard one, right? You were expecting more from Eric.
He's getting a little carried away. He's getting a little zesty.
You know what it is? You know what, Steve? I think what it is, I think we can all agree, I think I overperformed, right? Which surprised everybody.
No, you got to give him that.
You're the Superman of this debate.
Oh, you want to do that?
You no, heard not. No, Legion of audience. Our audience in attendance,
Kiki.
He got
to represent Superman. Kiki's, that's all what that was.
Kiki's nodding his head in agreement with the fact that I'm the Superman of this debate.
Do not say things like that.
I get that at home quite a bit, but never out in public. Thank you, Steve.
He lives alone, though, which is that's what true. We need to know.
Well, I hear voices. Yeah. I hear voices, so.
And what age is it when you cannot wear a Superman shirt anymore? Is there an age cutoff?
Yeah, it's 190.
Okay, fair, fair.
That's
why at the end of the day, Superman beats the Fantastic Four.
And there you have it, Legion of Audience. Gosh. The teacher. You are now known as Mr. B. The teacher. That is, you are the teacher of who would win Unleashed. You gave a great decision. By the way, I knew I was going to win. You know why? Because it just doesn't make sense. This is a great team. I can see this whole group becoming friends. I can see Superman saying, hey, the Justice League disappeared. It's the Fantastic Four. I kind of get the sense you guys can help me with this. Can you help me find my friends? And by the way, bring me snacks. I think that's what they could do for Superman.
listen.
I'm just saying, I was so confident in this battle. Yeah. It was crazy. Eric, you were here as well. How do you feel knowing that you didn't just lose this matchup, but the judge actually insulted you for what you were trying to do? Well, reaching, by the way. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Steve, are you trying to insult me? What was that about?
I mean, it sounded clear to me.
It's like, hey, we're going to have a debate, Steve. I'm taking the Harlem Globetrotters, and Eric gets the Washington Generals. Okay, let's see how it goes, fellas.
Gosh. Wow.
I mean, two different
the Washington, the Washington Generals of who would win. That is not something I thought. And you know what's funny? Kiki's actually agreeing with this. The audience is agreeing with... I'm kidding. They're not. By the way, we have 3 audience members who actually disagree completely with the teacher. But again, they don't count. Right. They're just in the audience.
I think that air bubble from Sue Storm went into Eric's head on that one because he just was not bringing the thunder.
I can't wait. That's a sassy pants. Wait, wait, wait. Ferguson.
I can't wait for Eric to spot you next time at Gold's.
Eric, I'm holding a 2.5. I don't need you.
I would spot him on a decline press, and I'm a straddle.
Eric, remember, there's only one LA Fitness you're allowed to go into at this point. Don't.
Yeah, for a good reason. All right, listen. I'm going to call this judge the teacher. I'm going to call him the bleacher. You want to know why? Because he shouldn't be at the table. We need to put him back on the sidelines, and he's a watch the show. His opinion is not wanted here at all. Wow. Now, look, this is what happened. For all of my Fantastic Four fans out there, I tried my best. I tried my best to try to give them a fighting chance against Superman in the name. It was a tough battle. The guy got to freaking represent Superman. But Fantastic Four, I'm telling you, if they had those the time and could strategize, coordinate and stuff, I think they have a little bit of opportunity. But, hey, the bleacher has spoken. Steve, the bleacher. So, yeah, I lost this one.
You know what, though? I think it's amazing that, Eric, you know, you're taking up the mantle of the co-host. And here's the deal. You're like, I'm taking on this battle. I know I can do it. And you actually did a great job knowing the odds were stacked against you.
Yes.
Right? And, I mean, this is why we do the show. Sometimes we take these battles because we're like, you know what? Maybe there's a chance I can pull something out together. Yeah, and I think you did a great job. You brought up the heavy hitters they took on. But always, this is the problem with Fantastic Four. They need time to prepare. That's the whole thing. Unless it's a lower level threat, they need time to prepare, and they haven't encountered, even if it was Thor, they'd still be like, we know all about Thor, we still need time to prepare. They don't have the quick answer. So I think it was a hard battle, but good for you for taking on something like this. I still won, by the way. Anyway,
Thanks, James.
You are absolutely amazing. You brought it. You are the teacher of Who Would Win Unleashed. This is your new title. It's a thing.
Please add it to your resume now.
You can add it to your resume. Please come back on the show. In the meantime, tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online and all about your YouTube channel.
Just during this show, I changed my Instagram handle to Bleacher.
Nice.
Come find me.
Come sit on me.
Yeah. I'll be sitting out while I watch Overconfident Eric fumble and bumble his way through this debate and the gym.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. That's why I invited you on, so you can put me down.
It's so funny. I said, "Hey, we got to find a judge for this episode. It's actually a pretty important one." Eric's like, "I got the perfect guy,"
and
I'm like, "Huh? Is he?" I was like, really worried that you Eric's gonna bring in like his good friend and they take his side.
It's working out great for you.
I mean, you should bring on more of your friends, Eric.
Bring on my whole group of friends. Yeah. My group of little buddies, right?
He's always telling you about all the friends he has.
Yeah.
It's people like me.
Oh my god.
Best buddies.
I think, Eric, there's support groups that can help you out quite a bit.
I'm going to go online after this. I'm signing up. Yeah.
Love it. All right, Eric, you were here today. Great job.
I was here.
For the battle. I'm using air quotes. Tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
Yeah, guys, I'm a nice guy, and I like to hang out with you all. You can find me at the Eric with the C, Holmes, Holmes. I'm in this. Looking forward to chatting and getting some support from you guys.
Emphasis on support. I think that's good. All right. You can find me on X, aka Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gabzy. Remember to give Eric Holmes a hug whenever you see him in public.
No, don't. He's going to stay too long and hold too hard.
You know the problem is, I think that's how you guys met. You asked him if he's okay.
Yeah.
And he gave you a hug. And he said, "Oh, I got my best friend." That's, I think.
Start following him around.
He's like, "This is how the Fantastic Four would do it." I'm like, let go there, strong man.
It's clobbering time. Okay.
Is that the human torch down there? Or what?
Wow. Wow. Is that a force field? Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcast. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time. Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.